All right, good morning, everybody. It's April 25th, and welcome to the Mayor's Health Table. Start off immediately with some messages from Mayor Peary.
Again, once again, thank you much, everybody, for taking the time to be on this call today, Saturday at noon hour. Weather isn't quite as good as predicted, but I know Saturday is often important to everybody that's involved in these issues. And yes, April 25th, we have both the Portland Health Unit and Simmons District Hospital on the line, so we'll hand it over immediately to Dr. Cannon.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Peary, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us again for sure. The Porcupine Health Unit today, we're reporting two new COVID-19 cases amongst residents in the health unit area. These two residents are from Timmins. It puts our current number of confirmed positives at 57. As of yesterday, over 652 COVID-19 tests have been completed in our region, and 34 of these 57 cases have been resolved. Both of these new cases are residents of the Timmins area and were tested on April 22nd. The first case is a male in his 80s who is currently admitted to hospital and was identified in the process of the investigation of the outbreak at Timmins and District Hospital. The second case is a female in her 70s who was identified as a contact of a confirmed case and is in self-isolation following public health guidance. So again, just to reiterate, the investigation is quite extensive and remains ongoing at this point in time to determine potential linkages between cases with Timmins and District Hospital. We continue to work extremely closely and appreciate the tremendous work and time that this involves with Timmins and District Hospital and other facilities that we've been working with throughout this time, and thank them for the time and work and dedication to the thorough investigation and management that's ongoing, especially during these already challenging and stressful times. I just want to assure everyone that we all remain committed to taking all the steps necessary for reduced spread and protection of all staff and residents across the Porcupine Health Unit area and patients. So preventing the spread of COVID-19 in our long-term care homes is an ongoing priority for the Porcupine Health Unit as well. So not only have we continued to work closely with those that have had and continue to deal with outbreaks at this point in time, but we continue to work closely with long-term care homes and other community partners to support ongoing surveillance, ongoing infection prevention and management procedures and measures, as well as ensuring wraparound support is available to all of these homes throughout this time and ongoing throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Once again, we need to reemphasize that it is absolutely critical that people continue to work together and continue to follow the measures as promoted to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We are doing a good job. We are seeing the positive impact of this. However, we need to continue. It is definitely not time to stop these measures at this point. And we need to encourage people to remain at home as much as possible, avoid traveling between communities, go out for your essentials. And when you're out again, whether you're outside enjoying the hopefully nicer weather in the next few days with your immediate household members only, or outside running essential errands, please maintain physical distancing and keep 2 meters away from those outside of your immediate household. Remain socially connected to loved ones and other close friends and family members, but please again maintain that physical distance. When outside of the home and even inside of the home, continue with the important infection prevention measures, regardless of the number of tests of positives. We know we've seen community spread. We need to all act as though exposure is possible and potential in any setting. And so continue to wash your hands diligently. Ensure you're not touching your face. Cough into a sleeve or a tissue and discard it immediately. Then wash your hands again. And wash and sanitize commonly touched surfaces. We continue to support all communities across the PHU and community partners and appreciate the ongoing support of all of these groups, as well as the ongoing cases that we continue to work with closely, and their contacts and family members, as it is an extensive process, and we really appreciate everyone's dedication to ensuring that the most thorough investigation is done. The identification of close contacts and following them is another really important opportunity and step that we've been able to continue in order to control the spread and limit the impact of COVID-19 in our communities. There are COVID-19 assessment centers across the district in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. We again reiterate that an appointment is required. And please call your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit for referral for an assessment center and potential testing. Our COVID-19 information line is open at the Porcupine Health Unit today and tomorrow from 11 to 3. And please call the toll-free number at 1-800-461-1818 should you have any questions or concerns for referral. Keep it up. COVID-19 is circulating in our communities, but we are doing the right thing. We must stay the course. Stay home, stay well, stay kind. We're in this together. Merci, thank you, miigwech.
Thank you, Dr. Catton. Now I believe we have Blaise McNeil from the Timmins and District Hospital who has joined us.
Sorry, am I on? I'm having a little trouble with my phone.
No, you're coming through well.
Okay, great. I just want to say that the health unit has been an incredible resource to us through all this, and we very much appreciate their expertise. The investigation process is ongoing at Timmins and District Hospital while we remain in outbreak. The safety and well-being of our staff and patients remain our top priority. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout this investigation. The report of positive cases demonstrating that the investigation process is in place and working, and is allowing our staff to respond quickly and appropriately to reduce further spread. In order to safeguard the privacy of our patients and staff, we will not comment on the individual status of the patient or staff. As we continue to see nicer weather, it is imperative that we continue to follow the social distancing recommendations provided by public health. The continued reporting of positive cases is a clear demonstration that we still have a ways to go until the social distancing recommendations can be relaxed. The virus is well established in our community. While the hospital has not been overwhelmed by COVID-19 pandemic, to date, it's imperative not only to our healthcare sector, but to the continued health of our frontline workers that we slow the spread of COVID-19. Help your hospital help you by doing your part to keep the pandemic as short as possible. And as Dr. Canton said, stay safe, stay home. Unless you have essential travel, please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Now we'll go to the media for the Porcupine Health Unit Hospital. Okay, hearing none then.
Hello, yes, this is Dennison from Moose FM and Kapuskasing.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Yes, they are. I think it's a tremendous undertaking to plan, implement, and then facilitate and deliver the COVID-19 assessment centers. And I can say that the community partners, which has included acute care, Cochrane District, EMS, it has included public health, as well as primary care across the district, has been tremendous. The commitment, the dedication, the time to ensuring that these assessment centers are open, available, and appropriately operated in order to ensure access to clinical assessments for potential testing has been great. And so we've been very fortunate to have those connections across the district. Additionally, the Cochrane District EMS continues to support testing for those that may not be able to go into an assessment center. And again, that needs to be done through appointment. That is not by calling 911. It is a very different system and procedure. And also for those that have been identified through case and contact investigation. And so that remains another important opportunity. So really our testing across the Porcupine Health Unit region has always been on par with the province testing rates, and we continue to see increases as per the Northern Surveillance Strategy, which we announced last week. And having these assessment centers open in the communities has greatly greatly improved access as well, and really helps to facilitate this even further. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Canton.
All right, thank you. Is there any further questions? Okay, then we'll turn to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAT.
Good afternoon. For emergency medical services, we had 19 calls yesterday with 13 in Timmins. Of those 13, 7 screened positive. Food security, between the three locations, the MAC, Living Space, and college, we had 146 meals distributed. In addition, the First Baptist Church distributed 65 lunches and 65 emergency bags. Homeless numbers remain the same. Living space personnel remain on site to monitor social distancing. I'd just like to reiterate the comments from Blaze and Dr. Catton in order to help our first responders and all of our volunteers and living space staff. Please monitor social distancing and wash your hands frequently and abide by all of the protocols outlined in the messaging from public health. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Chief Loughran.
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I'd like to start with, again, thanking all the people out there, such as, you know, those providing the food through the volunteers, the food banks, helping the homeless, the DSABs, hospital, EMS, public health units, the police, the fire department, City of Timmins, and the Municipal Emergency Control Group. Just quickly on PPE, the situation that we've seen over the past couple of days appears to be getting a little bit better. There appears to be a little bit more product coming into the city. But PPE is still a challenge for us, there's no doubt about it, and one that we spend a lot of time on, either together or apart as different agencies. The last message I want to give would be no different than the message I really gave the other day, which is, again, we all know these measures have not been easy, and we work very, very hard. I think you hear the Premier, you hear the Prime Minister, you hear our Mayor talk about that all the time. We can't afford to go backwards on this. I think when you look at the cases today, as well as the cases in Ontario that are still well over 600, it's no time to let our guard down. And again, I think the measures are working. So again, I would urge people to follow what the health unit and others are suggesting we do. And again, I think it's important that we all continue to work together. And if we do that, I think we'll be far better off for it. So again, thanks. Enjoy your weekend. Merci beaucoup.
All right. Thank you, Chief Loughran. We'll go back to the media for any further questions before Mayor Perry takes the podium. Okay. So hearing none, then we'll turn it over. Oh, sorry. Was there a question coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that. It's Jay Baxter from CTV Northern Ontario. This question is for Dr. Colton. What can you tell me about the case from the outbreak, from the outbreak at the Timmins Hospital? Were they tested at an assessment center, or were they admitted and tested? Can you just give me a little bit more details there?
Hi, at this point in time, I'm not going to be able to give too many details. The investigation remains ongoing, but I can tell you that the individual was tested in hospital and is now admitted at hospital. And so as we continue to work through the investigation and are able to determine any potential linkages, we will provide more detail as appropriate. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, all right, then we'll ask Mayor Perry for some closing comments today.
Again, thank you much, everybody, for being on the call today. Remember, 6.5 for 10,000 to reinforce the message that this is well-established in our community. Also, the idea I want to get out there as well, I want to thank Dennis. I think you said capiscasing gives me an opportunity to reinforce the fact that Park Point Health Unit, largest health unit in Ontario, 74,000 people. This is district in scale. Certainly, the Cochrane District Social Services Agency Board, same type of district scale. Certainly, the Timmins District Hospital, not set up the same as Park Point Health Unit or DSAB, but through their regional hospital networks, obviously working together to ensure that they're handling this pandemic in the best possible fashion. And to that end, I want to reach out and thank all the workers and mayors and council in Matheson. I want to thank Iroquois Falls, the mayors and council, and all the workers there. I want to thank all the workers in Cochrane, Smooth Rock Falls, Kapuskasing, Hearst, because we truly are all in this together. We don't often talk about it here on this call. It's largely Timmins focused, of course, but we've got the agencies that are working district-wide and doing a fantastic job. So my hat's off to everybody across the north that's working as hard as possible to contain this dreadful disease. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Perry. And once again, thank you to the members of the media for helping us get the news out.